Hello to the WeWay backstage. How are you, people? This is my erotica mind. You can call me erotic if you want, okay? I am here just answering another questioner because it's so funny, okay? I have so much fun answering questioners. And I just found this one, the sex and food questioner by Lottie Squeaks. Squeak, squeak. So cute. I want to answer this one because, well, I love sex and I love food, so that's perfect. Well, let's start, okay? Top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. Okay, fictional, I have two. First, Dr. Frankenfurter. He's so hot. And the second. Oh my god. Probably you guys are thinking the Blue Power Ranger. Okay. No. The second one is, believe me or not, PETA. Yeah. Hunger Games. Yeah, but not the actor. No, he's so young. But PETA. Good. Really the guy. Alright. Three Rio. Jennifer Lawrence. Lady Gaga. And Joaquin Phoenix. They're so hot. Yeah, that's it. So, top 5 foods you would consider a romantic dinner. Let me see. Sushi. But only salmon fish, stroganoff, stroganoff for you guys, sorry. Italian food, you know, spaghetti and stuff. fondue, and believe me or not, I just said. Four? Yes. a homemade pie, really, because everything that's homemade is so nurturing. So a sweet pie, you know, just cherry or blueberries. So yeah, that they're five, right? Yes, I did five. If I miss something here, I'm sorry. Just tell me. Top five favorite places to be kissed. I am assuming that you're, you know, talking about places in the world, okay? Not body places, so. A beautiful beach. On a theater, especially watching The Phantom of the Opera. I don't know, somewhere just, you know, with a view, maybe some top of the building with a great view at night. Let's see. On a beautiful hotel room, you know, before. Woo. And a shack, maybe, on a mountain. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. top 5 childhood foods. Okay, so every food that I used to eat when I was a child, I eat now. So, lemon. Here we have candy named Dunthorpe. It is a thin bark of chocolate with marshmallow inside, and so good. I love a lollipop named Deep Link. That is, you lick the lollipop and you just put some sugar. There's a bag with the sugar and you, you know, lick it and put the sugar and lick it again, and sugar and lick again. So, okay, so you understand. and let me see. I love manjopam. That is dehydrated cassava. It's cassava, I don't know. For frying. So you just fry it and you just I do it so hard, so fast. It's delicious. And the last one that I loved and I love right now is spaghetti. Yeah. So that's it. My top five childhood favorite food that I still love. Top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. Damn. Okay. A stranger's voice. Yeah, it's really, I think it's strange a little bit. Strangers' voices. Well, here in GWA. Let me see. When I am in the maybe in the nightclub and stuff, I start to dance, and if some guy just, you know, dances me, I just, ooh, turn on. My ex-teacher reading the Marquis de Sade. Oh, fuck. He's hot, okay. Other men, when they are reading some poetry, I just turn on. And, well, today I was recording my audio, my special audio for tomorrow, request by a friend since I started. And I waited to the my first day 20. I'm gonna explain tomorrow. And well, I was recording that audio and I just turned on. I mean, maybe it's not my best audio, but I just turned on with the idea and with the recording. So that's it. The no unusual things I would say. Okay, so just sex questions. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? Well, that I already told this, but every time that a guy just, you know, want to come, I want him to come on my face. Or maybe my mouth, depends on. Yeah, sometimes when I do this and when I'm with the person, the guy just look at me and say, "What? You?" Say, "Yes, why not?" So maybe that's the thing. It's so, you know, regular thing, but they just got surprised. Okay. Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric. Oh my god, yes, really? Well, in this moment, I just suffered some bad things and I decided to stop a little bit, you know, relations and stuff. So, I think that now the music is Farewell by Rihanna, you know? Especially when she says, "So farewell, somebody's gonna miss you. Farewell, somebody's gonna wish that you were here. That somebody is me." Yes, I would wish, but unfortunately, I'm so heartbroken right now that I don't want to think about any man in my life, okay? And any woman either. So that's it. What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, "Take me now"? I have pizza. No, sorry, just kidding. You are my little girl. You are my good girl. Man, just, you know, I love to listen to this and, okay, just, you know, you're my good girl. Come to daddy. Fuck. Yes. How long does foreplay usually last for you? I wish that could, you know, last more. I mean, I love foreplays, guys, and guys just don't have, you know, patience. But I love the touch, the kiss, the stuff. Oh my god, I just love it. For me, it could last, you know, at least half hour. If you include oral. 1 hour. Yes, I mean it. Okay, we're having sex, so spend some time. Huh. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during the sex and why? my side, because I love the surprise, you know, the touch, and I love to know what's happening and be pleased. So yes, my side. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? Of course! If I have a sexual encounter and don't have an orgasm, I can be at home, you know, just fapping and come all over the place and all over my hand. And then I can, you know, I don't even need to pretend anything. I don't need to talk to someone. I don't need to talk to my hand. And maybe I watch some Netflix. Okay, so yes, for sure, it needs to. Okay, it's mandatory. If I don't come, I don't want to see you again. Not in my life. So that's it. Just food questions. Yay! What's your favorite type of breakfast food? Here in Brazil, we have a tradition here that is, at least in my city, and some Brazilian fans will know where I am from. Okay, here we call pingado, that's coffee and milk, and bread, fried bread. I mean, you just take the bread, the white bread, and you put some butter, and then you fry just a little bit, you know, just to be a little bit golden, and just eat it that way. But I don't like the milk, so I eat fried bread with coffee, only black coffee. Okay, that's it. What's your favorite type of dessert? Oh, I love lots of dessert, but I think, well, maybe if it's hot, a hot weather, an ice cream. I just love ice cream. And if it's cold, maybe some cake, chocolate cake. Yeah, just like it. But actually, my really favorite cake in the whole world is red velvet. But here's a little bit hard to, you know, to find out. So can be chocolate. But if you have some red velvet for me, I just love it. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea? Yes, where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes. Why or why not? Okay, if I am cooking, yes, I agree, and if I don't cook, I don't agree. I just hate washing the dishes. No. You cook, you have to clean. I mean, unless, let's imagine, if you're on a family meeting or something and you were cooking for everyone. So, whereas someone, you know, just have to help you to clean for you is polite. So, if you're, you know, just cooking for you, you would need to clean, okay? I think that if there are more people eating, they should, you know, just, oh, hey, you cooked, so let me clean for you, right? Would be nice, would be polite. How often do you eat in a at a restaurant? I'm sorry. How often do you order takeout or delivery? Not that often, because it's not cheap, you know, and I don't have plenty of money. So, sometimes when I celebrate something, or just when I'm feeling really, really bad and I want to, you know, cheer me up, I eat something in a good restaurant, not expensive, but especially in sushi. And no, it's not that often, you know, take out or delivery. I just cook. I don't cook that well, but I, you know, cook my own meal, so I don't have any problems. Okay. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom? When was the occasion? Never! And I'm still waiting. Okay? So that's it. Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared in a specific way? I think carrots, I just like them, you know, natural, just washed, no salt, no anything. And no, I just, you know, oh yes, I'm sorry, chicken. I only eat kind of bacon or fried chicken. I don't eat, you know, when the chicken is only cooked, you know, just yuck. I don't like it. Okay. Name a sex act and food eaten that you wish you tried sooner. The sex act would be eating pussy. Yes. Oh my God, I just love it. And the food. So funny this. The food is the red velvet cake. I mean, I just fell in love. You tried once and never would again. Is the I don't know if I'm gonna say it okay, but is the sexual is the 69. I just hate it. Yeah, I just can't focus, okay? Or someone is you know eating my pussy, or I am eating someone's pussy or sucking dick. I just can't focus on both, okay? I'm not that multitask. And food. Oh, believe me, I once tried a cocoon of silkworm. Yes, it looks like cockroach, and probably had the taste of a cockroach. So I never ate cockroach, but I can bet it. Yuck! Okay, but I tried. Okay, let's see. You can't live without. Okay, the sex position is this. It's kind of spooning. I just said it, you know, spooning. Just know the guy behind me and just fuck me and lift my leg and play with my clit. So that's it. I will never, you know, make sex again without that position. Unfortunately, I did, but okay. Doesn't matter. And food. Oh my God, sushi. Really, guys, I love sushi. I just can't, you know. Someone tell me you're not gonna eat sushi again. I say, oh, no. Okay. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Okay. when the guy, you know, sexual, when the guy just ate my pussy hard, really, I just feel like crazy. Oh my God, I just love it. Really, really, really. Guys, just spend some time, okay? Just, you know, have fun. Just, you know, just caress it, suck it, and lick it. Just do it, guys. Do it, guys. Why the hell the guys don't lick right? So, okay. And the food. Sushi. No, okay, let me change. When I go to Outback restaurant here, I just love eating the fries with honey mustard. Yes, just make me, you know, just crazy. Yes, I am feel warm and fuzzy and happy. Okay, sex and food together. Have you ever been hungry, horny, and hungry at the same time? Yes, maybe always. Every time I just want to eat and I just want to fuck. Oh my God, yes, I just love it. So yes, of course. But I always decide to eat first. Yes, I always decide to eat first. I just can't fuck anyone, you know, horny. Horny, hungry. Okay. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? Oh no. If you did, would you actually eat them? No, really. I used to sell some sex toys and some items, and I tried once. I just ate, strawberry panty, and it was really awful. It tastes, I don't know, the taste is not that good. No, it's not that good that I wouldn't eat because it tastes bad, okay? Tastes bad. I don't want to. No, don't like it. Okay. Would you ever eat a meal off a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? Oh no. No, really, guys, I don't like to, to mix sex and food together. I just don't like it. I think food is food, fucks fuck, and they must to be, a part of it. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before sexual encounter and why? Oh my god. Eggs. Really, guys, you just fart and it's so disgusting. Oh my god, eggs, don't eat eggs. And onions, or do eat onions, but please, brush your teeth. But eggs really makes the guy fart, makes everyone fart, and the fart is so stinky, so don't eat eggs. Okay, and bacon. Just avoid the fucking bacon, okay? You're gonna fuck, avoid the fucking bacon. Avoid it. Really. These are dad's questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over front of me spanking. Over the knee. Yeah. Oh my god, I just love it. Over the knee. Just to meet. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Chocolate because I don't like vanilla. And it's not only about BDSM or vanilla sex. I mean, I don't like vanilla. Ugh. Giving or receiving oral sex? Receiving. I like to give too, but receiving. I just want to, feel. Cake or pie? Pie. Especially sweet pies. Gags or blindfolds? Blindfolds. When making a BBJ, peanut butter first, then jelly or jelly first, then peanut butter. I don't know. I never. Oh no, yes, I tried. Peanut butter first. Yes, I tried. I'm sorry, I just forgot it. Peanut butter first, and then the jelly because the peanut butter is thick and just hold the jelly and it's good. Facing each other or from behind? Facing each other. But when the things good, when you're enjoying, if you just have that face of let's finish so behind. But I believe that facing each other is better. Sour or spicy? Spicy. And finally, what kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic? My special tuna sandwich. Believe me, it's so good. Okay. So that's it, guys. Let's have a good day and thanks for listening. And that's it. Bye.